Back to, by the way, this snowstorm that's going to be in California delivering maybe 12 feet of snow and 100-mile-an-hour winds up at the higher elevations. It's also going to be in Utah and Idaho and Montana and Wyoming, so lots of snow, big snowpack coming. We'll put the drought, if there has been one, at arm's length anyhow. So I want to talk about the Constitution. I've got my Hillsdale College free Constitution. By the way, you can get yours at Gruber4Hillsdale.com. You can get your free pocket Constitution. Gruber4Hillsdale.com. You see how I snuck that in like a professional? At any rate, here, like a professional, good-looking fella himself, Steve Doolin, is a professor and a licensed attorney. All-around good guy. Here he is. Doolin, welcome back.
Glad to be here, Gruber. And it's not just because you compliment me every time.
You liar, it is, too. All right, so a federal judge yesterday delivers a ruling, doesn't surprise me in the least, says Texas does not have the right, as is, there's a new law that's supposed to take effect next week in Texas where local law enforcement could arrest illegals and then local judges could order them deported. Federal judge intervenes for the Western District of Texas, says you can't do that. Immigration is the responsibility of the federal government. But I go to the Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. It says, you know, no state shall, or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. Look, Texas is getting overrun with the illegals because of the unenforced border, the policy of the Biden administration, all by design. How is it that Texas or any other state cannot defend themselves in the eyes of the federal government? Doolin, help me here.
Well, as usual, it's about definitions, right? So when you look at what's happening, the question is that an actual invasion? And, you know, is it such an imminent threat that delay is unconscionable, is another way to phrase it, right?
Right, exactly.
The clause from the Constitution. And that federal judge says it isn't. I know that the Texas Attorney General says it is an invasion, and we can't wait. It is urgent, emergent. And so it's clearly going to go up on appeal. But, you know, as usual in law, it's about the meaning of the words. It's about the definitions. That's usually what constitutional cases are about. The argument, as I understand it, you know, I wasn't there, it wasn't my case, but as I understand it, the argument was that this has been going on for so long and slowly building that it's not really an emergency. It's just a little bit more than we're used to.
But it's eight times higher. I mean, the number of people coming across the border is eight times higher than it was in 2020 when during Donald Trump's last year in his first term, right?
And you're absolutely right. And, you know, this is something that happens often when laws are challenged that have there's been this sort of creep. A little bit of something happens, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then it becomes a phrase that's scary for lawyers who are challenging something. It becomes time-honored, and that's a big phrase in legal argument when you're
it's
talking
like
about...
It's like a legal squatter. It's like a legal squatter. Yeah. You've been resident there for so long, you can't move now, even though you're just a squatter. Is that what you're telling me?
It's very similar, actually, right? The idea, and it's the same idea with, you know, fences that are misplaced. Your neighbor puts a fence a few inches onto your property, and, you know, after a while, and we've got different periods in different places, that becomes the new line. It's not that the fence is encroaching. It's that the line moves to accommodate the fence after a while. That there is that basic concept in law that, well, the way we've done it, we're just going to keep doing it that way.
I think I should build a fence today. How long has it got to be up?
15 years in Michigan. I
15
just
years.
To know that one. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
15.
You can get away with it for 15 years, you're good.
I'm not in a hurry to move. There you go. 15 years. All right. Let me ask you about something else real quick while I've got you, and I've got that remarkable brain of yours. The Michigan Redistricting Commission has a new map ready for court review. I mean, here we are in an election year, And they're arguing about districts again out of this, you know, voters, not politicians nonsense turned into a big old goat rope. That's as polite as I can put it.
You're being so polite. Yeah.
I know. That's big old goat rope. Anyhow, where is this going? How does this ever get resolved? And how do we stay out of court? And how do we have districts that are ready for an election day?
I don't know how we stay out of court. It's a hell of a year in terms of court action, probably right up to the wire on a lot of issues, including who's on the ballot in various states, you know, all through the summer. And we're
what do you make of that, by the way? What do you make of Illinois standing up some you know, one judge in the middle of nowhere, Illinois? Hey, Donald Trump can't be on the ballot. I mean, who do these people think they are?
I'm an old infantryman, and there's a basic rule of safety in the infantry, which is if the enemy is in range, so are you, right? It's a good safety rule to remember. And, you know, if you just think forward a little bit on this, if this doesn't get resolved fairly quickly, I mean, we just had oral arguments at the Supreme Court. I honestly believe that the Colorado case, which is very similar, could come down as a 9-0 win for the Trump campaign based on all kinds of factors. But the truth is that it's probably not okay for the states to throw together a friendly judge or a friendly jury in one case and do a trial on a civil standard of proof and then disqualify a national candidate. Probably not okay.
Probably not president. Okay. Yeah. These people have lost their minds, Doolin. Luckily, there's you and I to bring sanity back to the world, Doolin. You and I, it's our job.
Happy to be here working with you on that.
There you go. Steve Doolin, professor, licensed attorney, a guy who knows a lot about a lot. Doolin, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Gruber. You too.
There you have it. And yes, he comes because I compliment the hell out of him. Don't even kid you on that. Still to come, the Michigan Chamber, Michael Lamo. Don't go anywhere.